I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
How can I work? How can I get paid? How can I take care of my kids?
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, man, it's good to have you listening. We appreciate all the guys and gals who take pictures and certainly send us photos on social media, enjoying a nice cold Hey Man Ale if you've not tried it, or if you have tried it, make sure to check it out, man. It's at every local package store for the most part. One area, Mike, I just want to mention this. Snellville, I know that I've gotten people, Dukes, can't find it. We're on this, okay? Because I know it's close or it's somewhere there. We put the word out to Oconee to say, hey, where are we at in Snellville? So we can make sure that people can get it all over the place.
So Snellvillians, patience. We will find you. But make sure that you go to at Oconee Brewing, and they have a couple of master lists, and it grows every day of all the stores, the retail, the Publix, the Kroger's, your package stores, and some restaurants and bars that have our beer on draft. By the way, don't tell anybody, I did sneak some Hey Man in my golf bag onto East Lake today.
Oh, of course you
they
did.
They had the media day, and I mean, I just had one beer. I just, real quick. Didn't help, by the way.
It did increase your score?
No.
Or decrease it, should I say?
I had one par. I did shoot a 10 on 18, so not as good as Tiger when he won the Tour Championship last year in that dramatic setting.
Damon Hack, speaking of Tiger Woods, from the Golf Channel, joins us right now on Dukes and Bell to talk about the U.S. Open. Guys, it's at Pebble Beach. The setting couldn't be better, and the hype and you know, the pomp and circumstances surrounding this tournament, especially with Brooks Koepka playing as well as he is playing right now. So, Damon, let's start there. First of all, what's the deal with him being left out of these promos?
I tell you what, guys, it's great talking to you. It's been an exciting year, and Brooks Koepka has become, Rodney Dangerfield. He feels like he gets no respect, you know. Right. He's like every perceived slight, real, imagined, he finds a way to turn it into fuel. And the latest indignity in his mind was that there was a promo on Fox talking about, you know, this great 119th U.S. Open. You know, the Pebble Beach is such a great spot, and you had Tiger, and they just didn't have Koepka. I think they had Phil and Rory and all these studs, and they had this particular ad did not have the man who's won back-to-back U.S. Open. And what's so interesting about social media is if something like that happens, Brooks has this group of people that's letting him know. He didn't know about it. He didn't see it. He had people tell him about it first. Then he saw it, and then he got mad. He went, you know, Bill Bixby, Incredible Hulk, and here we are.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of guys, and I love him. I would spend a night in jail to take a swing at Brandel Chamblee, who's been a vocal critic of Brooks as well. Two back-to-back U.S. Opens going for only one other man has won three in a row back in the day. Two-time PGA champ. All right, man, obviously odds-on favorite. We all went bananas over Tiger. Tiger obviously misses the cut at Bethpage. Where's his game right now?
Yeah, his game is in the right place. He finished tied for ninth at Memorial. I was there a couple of weeks ago in Dublin, Ohio, and he was, you know, floating off that golf course on that Sunday. He just wasn't ready at the PGA Championship. He had a cold, first of all, and second of all, the quick turnaround, a PGA Championship in May, 1 month after the Masters in April, just didn't allow his body or his mind really to come back from that incredible mountain climb, and expecting to do it again 1 month later at 43 after the euphoria and the ecstasy of winning a 15th major was probably too much to ask for. He says his body's in a great place. His mind is in a great place. He says he remembers every shot he hit back in 2000 when he won the U.S. Open by 15 shots 19 years ago. To hear him this week, to see his body physically, the way he looks, the way he's moving, he's very confident that his game is where it is, kind of similar to the place he was at Augusta. I mean, he felt so good about it that he took Tuesday off. He just worked on his putting, didn't even step foot on the golf course, which tells you a lot about how much he knows and loves Pebble Beach.
It is our man Damon Hack joining us here to talk about the U.S. Open, 2019 U.S. Open. All right, so Dustin Johnson, you know, I watch him and I'm in amazement because he's got all the game. But he can't finish.
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue. And not only can't he finish, his, you know, former best friend, Brooks Koepka, has, you know, boat raced him four majors to one. And I think former, they're still buddies, but they no longer work out together anymore, which was one of the big stories this week. And beyond that, Dustin Johnson no longer shares a coach in Claude Harmon with Brooks Koepka. You know, now DJ's solely working with Alan Terrell, who's his high school and college coach, and also he'll send videos from time to time to Butch Harmon, the father of Claude. So as you would expect with two Brahma bulls, two alpha males who were in the same camp for quite some time, it was Batman and Robin, and that role has been switched, and DJ isn't happy about it. That's okay. These are two competitors. This is professional sports. The fact that they could remain in the same camp with a storyline that's been flipped on its head, as now Brooks is the number one golfer and DJ's number two, it wasn't sustainable. So this has become a bit of a rivalry, a healthy rivalry. I think it's good for golf.
Yeah, I mean, you talked about Brooks, you know, he went his own way and started out, you know, played on the European Tour, then, you know, 13 wins, got four majors. Dustin finally got off the schneid with one. And I don't want to put you on the spot as Damon Hack joins us from the Golf Channel. There's so much stuff out there in the ether about Dustin Johnson, rumors, what did happen, what didn't happen. I don't know about his juju, but I'm not pulling for DJ. I wasn't quite sure why the New York fans were on it other than they wanted to see a show. But Brooks Koepka handled that pressure because he was in total meltdown mode on the back nine in Bethpage.
Having lived in New York for 12 years, that was all about the New York fans wanting to see some action. They wanted some juice on a Sunday. They didn't want to, you know, pay their ticket and see a 7 or 8 shot win. Right. It could have been Mickey Mouse, you know, trying to chase down Brooks Koepka on that Sunday. The New Yorkers wanted to see some action. But this is the perfect kind of experiment, the perfect test. Dustin Johnson has two wins and two runner-up finishes at Pebble Beach in the AT&T in February throughout his career. Also, was the 54-hole leader in the 2010 U.S. Open at Pebble, shot 82 on Sunday, which was the beginning of his scar tissue in the major championships. This is the perfect litmus test to tell us where is Dustin Johnson physically and mentally with all of this hullabaloo now about Brooks Koepka. We're going to learn a lot about Dustin Johnson because the golf course fits him to a T. You know, where is he mentally? You know, we used to think nothing bothers DJ. Water off a duck's back. We're going to find out if that adage is true this week on a golf course that he absolutely loves, but in an area and time, in a space and time when Brooks Koepka is the dominant player.
Yeah, and now you got me hoping that these two are paired up on Sunday with a chance to win.
Please.
I mean, you've got me hoping to see that kind of play out in front of the cameras. It is Damon Hack. All right, so we use this term. He's due to win.
Yep.
His name's Ricky Fowler.
Aye, aye, aye.
He's due to win.
We're talking all about that today at Eastlake, too.
When is he due to win, Damon?
I almost feel like Ricky Fowler's going to win a major in a few years when nobody's talking about it. When almost like he's just not under the microscope that he is now. But the biggest issue Ricky Fowler has right now is this velociraptor who's been unleashed in Brooks Koepka and the fact that Tiger Woods has won a 15th major. And the fact that Justin Thomas is healthy again, and Jordan Spieth is playing well. I mean, Ricky Fowler, he's a fine player, but he's 30 years old now, and this is supposed to be the prime decade. You know, Phil Mickelson didn't win a major until his 30s. Justin Rose didn't win a major until his 30s. Adam Scott, Sergio Garcia, Ben Hogan, Tom Watson, the list goes on and on. So hopefully he's entering the sweet spot in the prime of his career, but I tell you what, watching him behind the 72nd hole on a Sunday, shaking the hands of his buddies, while it's a gentlemanly thing to do, it's got to be wearing on him. He's got to want to be the guy. And sometimes he's got to get a bit of an edge. He's got to get a little nasty. He's got to get a little mean. You know, you don't want to be the guy in the PG-13 movie, that Swingers movie said years ago. You got to be the guy in the Rated R movie that people aren't so sure about. You got to start batting the bunny around, Ricky.
Oh, that's so funny. Baby's all grown up. Yeah, I mean, look, we love talking to Ricky as Damon Hack joins us, guys, from the Golf Channel. And we everybody loves Ricky, but I don't want him to be like Sergio where he finally gets off the schneid or Adam Scott, because those guys are supposed to be winning these things in bunches, and it's only just two. I mean, Ricky's got everything but the championship. He's won the Players, but the major championship. So can he put four days together at Pebble?
He has the game, too. He's a California kid. He's very comfortable putting on Poana greens. He has a wonderful putting stroke, hits the ball long enough. And to hear his friends tell him, and I will say this in Ricky's defense, Jordan Spieth and Justin Thomas, I've spoken to both of them. They're very close to Ricky. They think it's laughable to think that Ricky Fowler would somehow end his career with less than multiple major championships. So the people who know him well and who compete against him on a day-to-day basis think it's only a matter of time for Ricky to break through. In this microwave era that we live in where everybody wants the production right away, and the fact that all of his peers in his under 20s have won so quickly, the Koepkas, the JTs, and the Jordans, that's just put extra pressure on Ricky because certainly he looks like the fifth Beatle. You know, he's the man who hasn't been able to get it done. But to hear his peer group say it, he's going to win multiple major championships before it's all said and done.
Is this your favorite golf course in the world? And if not, what is?
Great question. You know what? Right next door to Pebble Beach is a private course called Cypress Point, which is unbelievable. Augusta National is incredible. I would say that Pebble Beach has a permanent place in my top five, but I'm going to say Cypress Point, National Golf Links of America, Augusta National, and then I go Pebble Beach, probably locking in at number four, which is no small task. That's nothing to sneeze at. Number four is fine on my. I got a heady list. I've played a lot of great golf in my
right.
day.
You can't play Cypress, can you? I mean, you have to have a member get you on. How does that work?
Yeah. You gotta know the guy behind the guy behind the guy.
Yeah.
It's a lot of phone calls and a lot of burning incense and doing rain dances and things like that, hoping that your number comes up.
I like Riviera because in the old days, Carl, they kept a space, parking space for Dean Martin, which I always thought was cool. Damon Hacks with us here, guys, from the Golf Channel on the WadeFord.com hotline. We've covered all the guys. A lot of people like Rory. I mean, are you buying the Rory thing?
I'll tell you what, guys. He shot 64-61 on the weekend at Hamilton Golf and Country Club in Canada. No players ever won the week before the U.S. Open and got on to win the U.S. Open. I love Rory McIlroy for saying, I want to be the alpha male again. He's watched Brooks Koepka, and he's admitted, he's vocalized the fact that bothers him because that's supposed to be his spot. Mm. He's the guy who raced the four major championships from 2011 to 2014, hasn't won a major since. He has mentioned that it's bothered him, and it's motivating him. He drives the ball beautifully when he's on. He's a very dangerous player this week at Pebble Beach. Just because he's done it before, he won't have the pressure trying to complete a career Grand Slam. He's won a U.S. Open, and he's coming in white, hot lightning form. He played a great week last week in Canada.
It's going to be a fun 4 days, man. And, Damon, we always appreciate you previewing things with us. I can't wait to see how it plays out. It's great drama. And, I just want to be entertained. I hope it comes down to, you know, one-stroke lead with two holes to play and – And after you told us about the drama with DJ and Brooks, I hope it may be those two guys. Appreciate you jumping on with us, man.
Enjoy the weekend, boys. Happy Father's Day.
Thank you. You too.
That's our man, Damon Hack, guys, who said Pebble Beach. This is one that said even if you're not the biggest golf fan, it's just so much fun to watch. You know, sometimes when you wake up and you see, like, you know, St. Andrews and the British Open, the vistas, you know the holes. If you play Tiger Woods on the PlayStation or on your Xbox, Carl, everybody knows all the holes at Pebble Beach. And I was lucky enough to play it once, and it was bananas and shot 115, but it was still a great time, man.
Yeah, I was looking at the top courses in the world. Pebble's 9. Right. They're saying out of the top 100 courses, you know, in the world. But if you're a golfer, and we are, and you've never been, it should be on your bucket list to try to go play. As Mike said, it can be pricey depending on your trip, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of deal. I was trying to see what the number one course was ranked.
It's supposed to be Pine Valley, but that's the one that nobody can get on unless, I mean, you've got to know somebody who came over on the Mayflower.
Yeah.
That's the one that's in North Jersey. It's funny because we were talking about this. Chris Hall is a chef and an entrepreneur who owns a Local 3, and he's in with the guys from Muss & Turner's here in Atlanta, and he's had a chance to play it. But it's supposed to be like the most – first off, the most exclusive course, but it's supposed to be the greatest course. It's always on the top of Golf Magazine.
Cypress Point is 2. That's the one he just mentioned.
Which again, we gotta have a guy.
And then you've got St. Andrews, which is also, if you're a golfer and you're going over to Ireland, it's on your bucket list. Hey, man, we're going to talk more as this tournament gets underway tomorrow, and we'll discuss what happens. Hopefully we get a good tournament.
Like Bobby Donlan would say at New York Prime, let's make sure we get a picture on the Swilkin Bond.
The Swilkin Bond? What?
Barn? Oh, burn. Anyway, yeah, it's a little creek.
Join Andy Bunker, Randy McMichael, and 92.9 The Game this Saturday as the Midday Show broadcast live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw from noon to 3. It's Saturday, guys, so make sure you stop by and check them out for maybe some lunch, delicious man food, and some ice-cold brew.
Hey, man, Doug Robertson, some breaking news about Atlanta United. He says Atlanta United will play Charleston on Thursday. I presume that's in Charleston. We'll try to get the locale on that. They're supposed to be the home team in this U.S. Open Cup match that was postponed by weather.
The great Dale Murphy joins us next. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man, and your chance to win a pair of passes to the Atlanta Hawks VIP membership draft party for Thursday, June 20th at State Farm Arena. Stay tuned for that. Hey, Dale Murphy's on the line right now. He joins us on a weekly basis.
Woo!
And remember, I don't know about you guys, but Tomahawk Chopping works up my appetite. Thankfully, Racetrack has all you can swirl frozen treats, guys, in delicious flavors like Tomahawk Pop for just $1.99 for a regular cup. Only for a limited time. Racetrack, whatever gets you going. Murph, how surprised were you about the Dallas Keuchel move for our Braves? Because I think people were hoping, but then when it actually happened, I think we were all like, holy crap, this actually happened.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Yeah,
I hear you. I think what happened this winter with nobody really signing anybody, it was kind of concerning for everybody. And then start hearing clubs say, well, we're going to wait till after the amateur draft, and they're worried about giving up compensation and things like that, and maybe the money was too high or the year's too long, et cetera. So, you're wondering, well, will it happen? As I started to think about it, you know, with the Yankees, and I just got to say this as an aside, I hope it had something to do with him wearing his beard.
Right.
Because is the Yankees thing still a thing? You can't have a beard there?
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, that's a topic for another discussion, but another time, but it is 2019. It's the craziest thing.
Right.
Anyway, so I started thinking about it, and I think this link between him and Brian McCann is pretty critical here. Mm-hmm. I'm sure they went right to Brian and asked him about Dallas Keuchel. If you're a guy like Keuchel, when you're a control pitcher, you want a catcher that you understand, you know, you work together. And again, he's coming to a, not that he had other chance to go to a contender, but I think he looked at everything, a real need for a starting pitcher, left-hander. They're in the hunt. I'm pitching to Brian McCann. It's a good organization. I just think it all fell into place. So I think if you look at it and analyze it, you see, oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, when it finally happened, I got a few texts from people say, hey, you know, look what happened. But, you know, there have probably been things in the work for a while, and I'm just happy to see it. Good reports from him. Sounds like a great guy.
Speaking of great guys, it's Dale Murphy with us, guys. Murph here on the WadeFord.com hotline brought to you by Racetrack. We had an incident two nights ago where Josh Donaldson got beaned, took his sweet time getting out of the box, looked at the pitcher and said, you're looking at me. Murph, everyone loves you. It's hard to see you initiating a brawl, but did you ever start anything from getting hit?
I don't think I started anything, but people always ask me, you know, Murph, what'd you do when they're, you know, everybody was fighting? And I did what most people do, most players do. They try to get in there and break it up. There's usually only a couple guys fighting, except for our record-setting brawl with the Padres back in '84, mm-hmm. which we do not have time to go into today, but we'll have to talk about it someday. So I usually just went in and tried to break it up. But, you know, there was always talk sometimes if I got hit. You know, pitchers would say, Murph, you think, you know, it was on purpose. You know, you're swinging well. You know, right. What's the deal? And, you know, it's kind of the, like I like to say, the law of the jungle. I don't recommend it for college and high school and younger players, but sometimes in the big leagues it will happen, as we've seen with the Marlins and the Braves. But I thought that was kind of crazy. I mean, it barely hit him, and neither one of them really did anything, and then they both got thrown out. I think umpire got a little quick with it.
I agree. It is Dale Murphy, guys, and again, joins us on a weekly basis as we talk about our club. So what's the number one pressing thing for you? Because last night we're watching Folty. They've already made a move to, you know, kind of get Gausman right, hopefully, on this 10-day IL and, you know, bringing back A.J. Minter. But this is really about Gausman not being able to get anybody out in his past three starts. He had only given us 8 2/3 innings, or 8 1/3 combined. What's the biggest pressing issue for you right now?
Well, it's always pitching, no matter how good our pitcher's throwing. I always want it to get better. You right. always, you're always looking at your pitching. Offense is going to be fine. We can talk about Austin Riley's little adjustment period here, but yeah, I'm concerned. Folty had a good start, either last couple starts, were not the last one, but before that, it looked like he was finding his way. We got to have him right. We just got to have him right. And I wouldn't be surprised. We talk about Madison Bumgarner out there.
Right.
I think the Braves obviously will kick the tires and see what's there. People say, well, what would we do with the Madison Bumgarner? I'd say you'd start him.
Right.
Put him in there. I mean, you just cannot have enough good pitching. To me, the theory is you need three aces. You know, yeah, it's good to have an ace and a couple twos and some threes, but you need three guys to develop every night you feel like you got a chance. Because you're going to have a few losing streaks, you've got to have someone that's going to stop it. That's my first concern always. I look for the Braves to, you know, be at and get some more.
It is Dale Murphy with us, guys, brought to you by Racetrack. I'm sorry, Dale, you dropped for just a second, man. Murphy's with us. You mentioned Austin Riley. We'll talk more about the pitching, but this is the adjustment period. Riley comes in, looks like, you know, Mickey Mantle. Now guys are starting him with sliders. They're going outside the strike zone. I mean, he's got to make the adjustments himself now.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you know, as we know, he looked better. Mickey Mantle, I don't even think, did anything like this. I mean, it was crazy. We all knew he'd come back to earth a little bit. But, yeah, a little concerned. The strikeout rate, which is really concerning, you know, creeping up to leading the league, I think. And he's only got about 100 at-bats. But a little concerned about that. But this is typical and what happens with young hitters. He's gone through it in the minor leagues. You make the adjustment here. You figure it out. You get more confident. And then you go through this tough time and you just get going again. He won't hit home runs at that pace for this long a time. But – he's going to be okay. What again? If he was sitting right next to me, he'd say, "What would you do?" I'm swinging at some bad pitches. I would say, "Do not back off. You got to go up there and be aggressive every single time, because the tendency is always to start getting less aggressive. And what happens when you're worried about swinging at balls off the plate? You take pitches down the middle. So go up there hacking. You know, I'm fine with him going through this little adjustment." Our offense is good. We got a good lineup. Keep swinging.
Dale Murphy on the program right now, guys. It's Dukes and Bell coming up. Kevin Durant releases a statement. We'll let you hear what he had to say. Also, Falcon Report, as the Falcons continue mandatory minicamp today. Murph, as far as contagious, you know, hitting is contagious. You buy into this? When you guys were hitting as a club and you had all those guys around you hitting, you wanted to go out and do your part, right? That's why this whole thing is kind of contagious when you see guys around you playing as well as they are and hitting the ball as well as we are right now.
No question. When you get a good hitter in your lineup, everybody gets a little bit better. When you get a good pitcher on your staff, everybody gets a little bit better. That's the thing about Dallas Keuchel, is good players help players get better. And not necessarily teaching them anything, although that happens, but it's the psychology of it. When you're playing at this level, psychology is huge. Confidence is huge. And when the offense is scoring and Austin Riley isn't swinging that well, it's okay because he's not pressing. And so, yes, everybody helps everybody. When you're winning, as the Braves are, things relax a little bit. But there's so much psychology and confidence involved in this. And that's how lineups complement each other. Is like if somebody doesn't drive a guy in, if Freddie doesn't drive a guy in, he doesn't go crazy because he knows behind him someone will pick him up. And so that just helps out over the course of 162. You do feed off each other. I mean, you know, no question. Winning is contagious. It feels good. Everybody's, you know, on a roll.
Dale Murphy brought to you by Racetrack. You talked about the psychology, getting your head right. We talked about Faulty earlier. Newcomb was a guy that we had kind of just written off. He's going to be in the bullpen. We asked Alex Anthopoulos what's his lot in life, and Alex said, yeah, probably going to stay in the bullpen. And then he gives you 4 2/3 strong innings because of Gausman, because of Faulty struggling. Do you think Newcomb has earned the right to get back there as a starter?
That's a great question because, you know, where do you use him in the past where he struggled a little bit, give him some more innings, or do you use him towards the end of the game where he's starting to do really well? It's a great question. I wouldn't be surprised if they see him getting back in the starting rotation because of his age. But I'll tell you, someone who came to mind, I faced Dennis Eckersley as a starter with Chicago. And he was a, I don't know his record, it just didn't stand out.
Right.
And eventually they move him to the bullpen, and, you know, now he's a Hall of Famer. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised with, you know, giving him a shot, but, man, it's hard to argue when you got a big, strong lefty coming out of the bullpen late in the game doing what he's doing. You know, that goes back to the point that maybe the Braves need to get some more starters if that doesn't work out. But he might have found a home. I mean, that's a valuable place he's at. Obviously, you like to give him six or seven strong innings as a starter, but, you know, let's see if they get another starter and maybe Nuke can stay there. I don't know. Well, you know, we've got a little time here to experiment.
We do. Murph, we always appreciate you dropping by. We got a big series coming up, obviously, after the Pirates this weekend with the Phillies. So we got plenty to talk about next week. Hopefully it's a tone setter for the rest of the season as the Phillies come in here and we're fighting for this division. Thank you so much, as always, Murph. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. And this, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be a lot of things happening. I'm actually getting on a plane. I'll be there this weekend.
Awesome.
All right, brother. We'll see you there, man. Yeah. Got tickets for Saturday night. Going
to
be awesome.
We look forward to seeing you. That's Dale Murphy, guys. He joins us on a weekly basis, brought to you by our friends at Racetrack.
Looks like, and we don't have confirmation on this, but there's a couple of reports out there that, and information's been leaked by an ESPN website that was posted on Twitter about Fifth Third Bank at Kennesaw State might be where Charleston's going to play United, but it's not going to be open to the public. That's the latest news, trying to get some confirmation on that, because right now it's just a rumor, but a lot of people have been asking about what's going to happen with this U.S. Open Cup match.
Yeah, Mike Conte, a couple of hours, well, last hour, didn't have really any new information. So this information's trickling in.
Yeah. We'll wait, try to get confirmation on that. But you guys have seen the same stuff we're looking at on Twitter.
All right, we got Yeah Man, No Man, your chance to win tickets to go check out the draft with our Atlanta Hawks. It's a cool prize. We're going to have TV Dad Trivia, so stay tuned for that. And Kevin Durant's statement. It's next on Dukes and Bell.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man on Dukes and Bell. We provide answers to several rapid-fire questions for the world of sports and entertainment. It's sometimes a surprise question. Here's today's question number one.
The latest on our Falcons coming up in less than 15 minutes here on Dukes and Bell. Before we get to Yeah Man, No Man, and we want you to call in. If you want these passes for the Atlanta Hawks VIP membership draft party, which is Thursday, June 20th, all right, access to exclusive areas such as the premium courtside clubs and bars, complimentary beer and wine and small bites. That's what VIP membership draft party includes. We want you to call right now. We're going to do some TV Dad trivia. We'll ask a question or two. If you get it right, you get the passes. 404-741-0929. Now, we'll do it right at the end of Yeah Man, No Man. 404-741-0929. As you guys are calling in, real quick, I do want to mention Kevin Durant put out a statement on Instagram. What's good, everybody? I wanted to update all of you. I did rupture my Achilles. Surgery was today, and it was successful. He's laying in a hospital bed. Mm. I just posted it again at Put Him Up C Dukes on Twitter. He says, my road back starts now. I've got family and my loved ones by my side, and we truly appreciate all the messages and support that have been sent our way. Like I said Monday, Mike, this is the part. I'm hurting deeply, but I'm okay. Basketball is my biggest love, and I wanted to be out there that night because that's what I do.
Honestly, I cannot fault the guy for having the guts to take the shot. And again, you know, everybody's going to sit there and cackle and blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, well, he should have just chilled and let the Golden State Warriors lose. Guy's a competitor. And we've dogged him as being soft and taking the easy way out. The guy showed you his true measure. And whether he's aware of what's been said about him or not, I think you got to tip your cap to the guy. Small risk, big risk it was. And he took it. And unfortunately now he's going to be on ice for a year.
At least. I wanted to help my teammates on our quest for a three-peat. He goes on to say, it's just the way things go in this game. I'm proud that I gave it my all physically as much as I could, and I'm proud of my brothers that got the win. He goes on at the end of this, and I'm going, he's staying. He goes, it's going to be a journey, but I'm built for this. I'm a hooper. I know my brothers can get this game six, and I'll be cheering with Dub Nation while we do it. He's staying. That's just my interpretation.
Well, again, the option would be Golden State. They've got, it's his option or Golden State's option? Yeah, it's his option. Whereas the idea that this, and this totally overturns the apple cart, because now Knicks, Nets, whoever thought was going to get, we'll talk a little bit later coming up. There's some breaking news about the Lakers sweetening the pot to get Anthony Davis out there. We'll explain. But first, here's Squid.
Well, they better sweeten the pot because the rumor is no big free agent is even considering playing for the LeBron Magic.
Oh, you're talking about the Lakers?
LeBron, yeah. No one wants to. That's what the report was. I think it was on, I don't know, one of those
ESPN
shows.
You got an agent running
the
team, and LeBron's agent could be running the team, too, it sounds like.
Well, Rich Paul, yeah. Part of this. All right, man, it's Yeah Man, No Man. We answer your questions. We say, hey, man, what's the questions, Bo?
All right, so I asked this on my Twitter last weekend because I was watching the Braves game, and I was watching Ozzie Albies play, and I love Ozzie Albies, the way he plays the game. And it's essentially, he's like a little version of Acuna. He's like, you know, a smaller statue infielder. So I put a poll up, and I said, all right, you can pick one Brave for the next 10 years. You can only have one.
Ooh.
Ronald Acuna Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, or Soroka?
Pitching. Soroka's still very young. I'm going to go with Acuna. I still go with Acuna. He's only 21. Looks like he's 18. I'm going to go with Ronald Acuna.
For the next 10 years?
For the next 10 years. Now, we know that Albies and Acuna are going to be here the next 10
Acuna, years. He'll get better. Pache will probably play center, so he didn't have to be the best defensive outfielder. But, I mean, yeah. And I forget who it was. Paul Bird even said it. Don't blame me. Blame Paul Bird. You got a chance to see Roberto Clemente-like skills here with Acuna for a decade.
Ditto. You know it's Acuna for life for
Roger
me.
That.
So I'm all about it. I love everybody else. But
it's
yeah,
Acuna,
man.
Joe.
Well, listen, everybody was kind of not believing what we were seeing last year, and I just kept pumping it and saying, listen, we're watching the best young player. And as one guy said, as the season got underway this year, not for long, Dukes, no. But he is still, as Mike's point, he's 21. This kid's got so much room to grow. I'm going Acuna, bro. Acuna, Bo Morgan.
And again, we're shorting the stock on Austin Riley, but he's now going to make those adjustments that Dale Murphy told us about last segment. That, guys are going to start working him outside the strike zone and see if he goes fishing. He did strike out a lot down in Gwinnett, and he got that straight. Then, of course, he went on a tear. Now he's going to have to make that adjustment here in the show.
And remember, we saw this adjustment made. People were coming at me last night when I tweeted. I said, just watched Austin Riley swing at the same pitch three times on the outside of the slider. Oh, relax, Rex. And then the other guy, he should be learning from Freddie Freeman. So first off, it's not Freddie Freeman's job, okay? Freddie Freeman needs to keep his swing right.
And they have a hitting instructor, too, that will work with him. And again,
which is what happened to Acuna. Everybody talks about, oh, he went to the leadoff. It wasn't just a leadoff. Snitker looked at Sicer, said, fix it. His swing, he's got a hole. He fixed it. Just so happened to coincide with the leadoff, and boom.
But I think he's more comfortable there. I do. I think that's why the production went up. Either way, it's Acuna for us.
All right, we're going to go over some Oreos that have been rolling out. Some of them are already out. And
I'm sorry,
some of
excuse
them,
me?
Some Oreos.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
So I just said something else.
Go ahead.
Okay, so some Oreos, Carl. Those are cookies.
Okay.
That are out already, and some are coming out. The S'mores Oreos, which are already in stores. So you have a graham cracker flavored cookie and two layers of cream, one marshmallow, one chocolate. Yeah, man, nah, man.
That's a negative. Never been a s'more guy.
I like s'mores, but not with my Oreos.
Oh, you sound like a snob. Latte Thins are already here. They came in June.
Latte
They're thin
thins?
Chocolate cookies with coffee-flavored cream in between.
Negative, Ghost Rider. I'm 0 for 2 on this so far.
Well, those are not only limited edition. They are here to stay. Those are the new one of the new Oreo flavors.
It's like the potato chip thing, Mike, we were talking about, you know?
Right. And by the way, real quick, they can use these flavors. We saw a big 60 Minutes about, 2 years ago, they talked about it. They can manipulate the flavors now, however they do it. Why can't they make, and you could put a coating on vegetables to make it taste like fried chicken.
Would you stop?
Why? No. You got the chicken and biscuit flavored potato chips. Why can't you slather that or put a thin coating on broccoli?
Because it's
and
unhealthy.
Asparagus,
because it's unhealthy for
and
you.
And then it would make me want to eat it.
Yes, that's why. Anyway. You put a thin coating on there. It's called flour and frying.
Back to you. If I want a coffee, I'll drink a coffee. I don't need a coffee tasting like a cookie.
Yeah. By the way, if you're online, stay right there. 404-741-0929. We're going to do TV Dad trivia for your chance to win a pair of passes to the Atlanta Hawks VIP membership draft party.
Marshmallow Moon Oreos. So they're basically regular Oreos. They have a moon design on the cookie to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and the cream is purple.
What does that have to do with the... What?
I'm just...
Armstrong
just
didn't step onto a purple moon, Carl. I'm confused.
I am too. What? Tell me this again.
Okay. They're called Marshmallow Moon Oreos. Basically, they're regular Oreos. They have a moon design on the cookie to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Okay.
And the cream is purple. And I'm assuming it tastes different.
All right.
I'm confused. Nah, negative.
Yeah, I was just,
see, I'll try any of
this. You said regular Oreos. I was like, I'll have a regular Oreo.
Yeah. Well, no. This is a 50th anniversary of the moon landing. It's purple.
Are all these in stores yet, by the way?
That one is coming in mid-June, so it should be in store. We're in mid-June now, right? 12th. Yeah, yes. So that one should be out. The next two are going to be in July and August. Mint chocolate chip Oreos. Oreos teamed up with Baskin-Robbins. There are two layers of cream on the cookies, a mint layer and a chocolate layer, and both layers have tiny chocolate chips inside.
I like chocolate chips.
Yeah, but I'm not a mint guy.
You don't like mint chocolate chip?
No, I'm not into that.
I like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I don't know about cookies.
Yeah, I'm not. Oreo, they're overthinking it. I'm not feeling any of this, and I'm a chocolate guy. I'm not feeling it.
I'm with Mike. I don't like mint-flavored stuff.
Well, excuse me, fellas.
I don't like no mint.
I like mint. Mint is okay. Mint cream, ice cream is okay.
Cream de mint juleps.
Okay.
And we talked about this on the golf course. We're going to team up and make you feel like an outsider.
I was going to say, I don't prefer mint.
No, I'm not a mint guy. I'm like mint.
Chocolate mint ice cream, I'm on it. Right. I don't know about my cookies. All right.
One more, and we got to get to the...
Why don't they have a caramel Oreo flavor? I like caramel. I mean, well, that's what I'm into.
Would you like maple cream Oreos?
Yes. Now, yeah, okay, now you sold me on this.
They're
like
gold
like a pancake.
Caramel. I'm sorry, Craig's in my ear. So
no, it's fine. Mike just wants anything that sounds or tastes fattening.
Yes, please.
Yeah.
Apparently, mint's not fattening enough to healthy tasting
for
him.
No, mint ice cream is good. Chocolate mint ice cream.
Right. The maple creams mint come out in August. Whatever.
Are we giving away these tickets? What's the story?
Let's do it.
All right, let's get this.
All right, man. Bo's got a question for you.
What are we giving away again?
I just said Atlanta Hawks VIP membership draft party tickets.
Cool.
All right, man. You're up. You ready, sir? Who is this?
I'm ready. I'm Lewis from Johns Creek.
All right, Lewis, here's the question. It's dad, TV dad trivia.
TV dads. The answer would be a TV dad.
If you get it right, you win the tickets.
All right.
Okay.
This TV dad's wife was Arlen's substitute teacher of the year.
5, 4, 3, 2.
I don't know. Sorry, guys.
Nope, that's fine.
You should have said Arlen, Texas.
Thank you for playing.
You're
up next,
sir.
What's your name? That's you, man. What's your name? Obviously,
hello?
Yes. Hello. Who is this?
Adrian.
Hey, what's
Adrian.
Up?
You're trying to win these tickets, right?
I am.
Okay. Here's the question: TV dad trivia. Go, Bo.
This TV dad's boss is named Buck Strickland.
5, 4.
Hank Hill.
Hey, there you go.
Now you listen to me, Mister. I work for a living. And I mean real work, not writing down gobbledygook. I provide the people of this community with propane and propane accessories.
All right, good job.
Damn it, Bobby.
Hold on. Bo's going to get your information. You're going to enjoy Atlanta Hawks VIP membership draft party. By the way, I mentioned this, guys. 2019-2020 Hawks season ticket membership now on sale. So lock in the biggest games and the best price. All you got to do is go to the website. It's visithawks.com/join the club.
And we talked about this before, guys. I know that Steve Coonan's a buddy of ours, the CEO of the Hawks. If you want to do the Hawk tickets, do the Flex Pack, or do what my dad and other families used to do. We've talked about this. My dad used to do Mets, Knicks, Rangers, Giants tickets with like four
others. Well, rich, yeah. Huh?
No, with four other families.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm explaining how you can afford all that.
Okay.
You have you get four other families involved, whether it's four or five families, you all split it up. And then you get to go to 15, 20, how many ever games? You divide them up.
Yeah, it is a good way to do it if you've got friends that want to go in. Or, as Mike said, the flex packages as well. Bo, thank you for Yeah Man, No Man.
We'll do this again tomorrow with the tickets. Craig, hit the music.
Nice. Damn it, Bobby.
I love Hank Hill.
Yeah, man. And so, again, if you didn't get it, his wife was a substitute teacher in Arlen, Texas. But we'll have more for you. So think of TV dads, guys, and win these cool passes.
All right, man. Good stuff. Coming up, Falcon Report, the latest from Flowery Branch, next on Dukes and Bell.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.